Next up, we have a submission from Spaz Cakes and Moniker Silent. The new Zayn and Oliviana. Zayn and Oliviana, you guys have some people on your heels as the producing Dynamo team. So let's hear their idea.
Have you ever found your characters to be shallow and unrelatable? Has your character ever been accused of being a dreaded Mary Sue? Do you wish you could flesh them out to the point of effortlessly improvising a scene? Are you tired of being flamed by those stupid preps? Then get ready to flesh it out! Become one with your character. Take them through a series of scenes, monologues, and whatever else we decide to throw at you. Develop not only your character, but also your scripting and acting skills. Flesh it out. Hot new show coming to VTV. Oh yeah, Moniker Silent's hosting with me. Say hi, Moniker!
Hi!
See? This makes the show so much more awesome! Read it! Watch it! Listen to it! That's what I meant!
Okay, see, again, another spin on, like, the typical acting show. I like this in theory. I don't want it to be, like, created, though, which was kind of about fleshing out stories. I found that show really boring. No offense, Valkyrie. But if it's acting and stuff, and you have to be one character for the entire, like, the entire series, I think that's cool. Like, I don't know if you would, like, create a character in the first episode and then maybe you put them in situations or whatever. But, like, if it's about acting as a character, like creating a character, that's something new. And I can see the benefit of that. First, we're an acting forum, and we don't have nearly enough acting shows. Second, we don't have any show about playing, like, characters specifically, like, that focuses on character acting. And I think that's a big difference from, like, Act It, where it was not focusing on just on characters. And then you also have Moniker, who tends to make shows better by being on them. And you were so enthusiastic about the show that it was almost infectious. I like this idea. I'm interested to see how it plays out. This is probably the most intriguing of the ones I've heard so far. Because I don't quite know, I can't quite wrap my head around it, but I like the sound of it. So, that's a start. I'm interested to hear more about this. Melly is up next. Melly the Canadian, and Canada comes with the world, as we learned from Zayn earlier. So, Melly is indeed part of the world. Let's hear her pitch.
Alright, so my idea is called The Last Voice Singing. The people who make it through auditions will be placed into groups of 3 to 4 people, and it's not at all random. It'll be based on the idea that we'll want balanced and fair teams. So I want to mix ranges, experience, and mixing skills. I mean, we don't want a bunch of Russes and Gill Dragons together in one group, and then a bunch of Aria and Cherise in another group. So in these groups, you will compete against the others in a series of challenges, and the losing team will then be forced to battle against themselves in order to determine who finds themselves eliminated and who will get another chance to be the last voice singing. Alright, so before you get on me about, oh, we're going to do 2 songs a week, that's dumb, that's impossible, etc., etc., you don't. It's not 2 songs a week. It's 1 song, your main song, and then the losers from that week get 1 week to do their sing-off song. And so that nobody's not doing anything, the immunity challenges have the same theme as the sing-off. And instead of competing to not be eliminated, you'll be competing for immunity. So I think this idea is kind of new and exciting because it's a group thing. And yeah, we had Can You Do It, which had the whole working togetherness. But with this, you're thrown into a group with people who maybe you haven't talked to before, maybe you haven't sung with before, and it'll give the newbies a chance to kind of get to know some of the VH All-Stars, and it'll also get the VH All-Stars to work with people that they hadn't thought to work with before. So it kind of opens doors for everybody, and it'll be pretty interesting. So hopefully y'all agree. Last voice singing. Tell your friends!
Melly. Last Voice Singing is just such an epic name for a show. I just want you to know that. That's genius. It's so hard to make balanced teams, though, because A, people always bitch. B, it's super hard to get a sense of someone from just one audition, how they sound. But I still think that, like, it's doable, and I think if you're just trying to match types, like, I mean, clearly you can tell that Russ and Beloved Star are not the same type of a singer. I really like the team aspect. We haven't really done that yet. It's like Team Pride. I guess we have done that, but, like, we have done that. What am I talking about? Best of the Rest is teams, and anyway, I like the sense of band together, and I really like the elimination process, because the people that aren't in danger of being eliminated, they get, like, a whole week off, which is nice sometimes. And then the people who are being eliminated, they still have to do a song, but it's just one song a week. So it's not like they have to do any more songs. For a Canadian, you're really smart, Melly. I love the noob interactions, and I've been pushing mingling with other people since I got back. So this is great timing. And I really like this. I always like when people take a show, and like a singing show, and put a new twist on it, because frankly, a lot of the singing shows that are out right now are ripoffs of Sing It, and in that they are the same, like, the same format. And Sing It is a ripoff of American Idol, pretty much. So I like that when people take the singing genre and make something new out of it. I would really like to see this show. I would audition for this show, which says a lot, because, well, it doesn't really say much. I audition for every show. I'm a whore. But I would really like to see this show happen, so kudos. Let's see what the next auditioner person is. Oh, the next one is Flynn again with another show idea. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dylan. This is Flynn again. I have another idea that I would like to throw out there. Hopefully it'll make it in. This one, the working title is But Seriously, Folks. It's a comedy competition. It'll probably be bi-weekly instead of weekly, because I know that making your own material, it's way harder than just covering something, at least personally. But each round, we would give them some sort of inspiration, a comedian to study, a genre, or a type of comedy, maybe some event in the world, I don't know, example, the royal wedding. And they'd have a couple weeks to get a brief sketch together. The time limit right now is probably between 2 and 7 minutes, because I know that lots of different comedians can get the same amount done in different times, or different amounts done at the same time, you know, whatever. It would be tough to judge. It's hard to judge comedy. Everyone has a different style, a different liking to different kinds of comedy, but we'd probably judge them on the variety that they can get, like the different styles of comedy they can adequately cover, because I know that a lot of good comedians can do a lot of different kinds of comedy, and a lot of mediocre comedians have like one type that they stick to the whole time. We'd probably judge them on delivery, on timing, because you can hand two people the same sheet of paper, the same words on it, but one can make it way funnier than the other, just on timing. The next best thing would probably help this out a lot, because I don't think I could get is anywhere on my own. But I think that I could draw in a lot of attention to this show. I need to find some really good judges, but I have a couple people in mind. This is unlike any competition that I've seen on VH. It's unlike any of the singing competitions, even unlike the acting ones, because this isn't just something that you're covering or something that you're trying to replicate. It's something that you're doing yourself. All of this material, the contestants will have to make up themselves. It'll have to be their own stuff coming through. And I know that this can really succeed and be a fantastic show, because a lot of people here have a very good wit. They're all very funny, and it's all genuine. So I really hope that you guys can help me out with this. I hope this makes it through. And by the way, I'm sorry if I sound a little off. I think I may be getting sick. but yeah, thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, we had a show once called So You Think You're Funny. And it was like not funny at all. So if you're going to do this show, I think it needs to actually be funny. And in that, I think you need judges that are really, like, quick-witted normally. Some people are just better critiquing than others as far as being entertaining. There's a lot of people that give really good technical advice but are really boring to listen to. For this type of show, you'd want to stay away from that. You want to get naturally funny people, excuse me, like I would say Moniker, but he's already doing another, like Moniker or Reed or, I mean, you're right. There's a lot of funny people at VH, so it'll be hard to get judges that don't want to audition, I think, because I think a lot of the funny people at VH will audition for this. I like that you're focusing on a specific idea each week, like the royal wedding or something. Maybe you could give, like, two different topics each week in case people aren't as familiar with, like, the royalty. But God knows there's a wealth of stuff on the royal wedding to make fun of. It may be a hard sell because abstract shows like this tend to be hard to get odds auditions for. Like, there was a show, If I Gave You a Kazoo, and then What Do You Make of This? Both, I think, have had trouble getting auditions. But I think that if you word the audition thread in such a way that it got people into it, it would help. And I do think you're right. People hearing this on The Next Best Thing and what it's about, and giving them a better sense of the show, will be more into it, assuming anybody listens to this show, which is no guarantee. But don't ever apologize for anything in your auditions. Like you said, that you were sorry that you sounded dead or whatever. Don't apologize for that. Like, I didn't think that you sounded like that at all. And just don't. Just don't do it. If you get your show off the ground, you'll understand. People will apologize for things. They'll be like, STFU. Anyway. I'm trying to remember the name of this. This is, but seriously, folks, I like it. I don't know that I like it as much as your first competition idea because of the, it's been done before. It has been done before. It wasn't done very well, but it was done before. If you can do this well, this could be like a really good show. But I think that this is a show that you'd want to, I think you'd want to do another show first and get the hang of doing shows before you try to do this show. That's just my opinion. I do like the show idea, though, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I would like to hear this show. This is the show I'd really like to listen to. And I think that if you can do a show that people want to listen to, even if they're not in it, then that's a big step right there. So, yeah. Spaz and Monica are coming back now with another show idea. Let's hear it, guys.
Spaz, what's wrong?
People are submitting late. Again! You have no clue how infuriating this is. I am angry. I am furious. I am enraged! I have had it!
Feeling better?
A little bit. Let's hear the excuses.
I'm so sorry, Spaz. I tried to submit on time, but I was attacked by zombies. So Zane and I, we had to fight them off with our raspberry jam guns. So I missed the deadline. By a few hours. I'm really sorry.
Hey, Spaz. Look, I'm sorry. I wanted to submit by the deadline. But, you know, I was so busy with my alter ego, Walter, that I literally developed a briefcase of Alzheimer's. I don't even remember what I was doing. I'm sorry.
Hey, Spazzy. You know, I really meant to send something by the deadline, but I was just so busy eating rice. I'm
still eating right now, so, I'm really busy and stuff, so I gotta go now. Okay, talk to you later, bye-bye.
Has this ever happened to you? Yes. Yes, it has. Don't lie to me. It's happened to all of us. We've all been left grasping for a reason as to why we submitted late. But you've never had anyone to share your amazing excuses with. Until now. Were you kidnapped by Diamond Dogs? Did your twitchy tail keep you cowering under your desk all day? Tell us about it! Spin us the most elaborate yarn that you can. But don't be too lame, or we'll call
Bullshit.
You... yes, Moniker, that's the name of the show. Yeah, as I was saying, don't be too lame, or we'll call you a dirty, rotten liar. And guess what's gonna make this show epic? Go ahead, guess. Give up?
Moniker Silent is hosting with me.
About that, Spaz. I'd love to do this show with you, but there's been a plague of
ponies! Yes! Post-pony depression! It's a very serious, oftentimes lethal condition. I'm afraid I can't really...
Monica, you're so silly! Shut up, you're doing the show.
Help! Help! Somebody! Send help!
This brings up a good point, you guys. I leave for a month. I come back. And it's overrun with My Little Ponies. What is going on with VH? There's My Little Pony avatars, My Little Pony smileys, there's a My Little Pony RP. Like, what the fuck is going on? Can somebody explain this to me? Anybody listening that knows how this pony thing got started, please tell me so I can deal with the people responsible in my own way. I like the dynamic with you two. I said that a lot, and I like that you did a little skit. This is just a mixing note. A lot of times, Spaz, when you yell, it spikes so hardcore and hurts my ears. So you should just maybe watch your levels. That's not really that has nothing to do with your show. This might be a good show. I don't like it as much as your last idea, but like, first of all, it has it in it, which sounds like my show because it's called Bullshit, I think. But I think that's a clever name, so I don't care. I can't see this... I can't really see this show being like... Well, I was going to say I can't really see people taking it seriously. They probably won't, but I could see people submitting because it's just like a fun show. Like, you don't really have to put that much effort into it. It's not like you have to, like, learn a song. It might be just a fun show. And if you guys can make it interesting to listen to when you're critiquing and don't take the critiques that seriously, I think people would like it. You're going to get into a problem if you take the critique seriously and if you try to critique people seriously, and if that part of it is boring. But if you can make it entertaining and maybe come up with some sort of... I don't know. I guess it would depend on the themes, too, if you have themes. I could see this being a nice little, like, deviation from the norm, so good job. Finally tonight, Flynn with idea number 3!
Hello, Dylan. This is Flynn again. Oliviana came up with this idea, and I am very proud to be part of it. It's called You've Got Mail, and it is a male singing competition. It is just like any other singing competition on VH, but there will only be male contestants. And we mainly did this because we wanted to give the guys a chance to step aside from the ladies and have their own singing thing going on. And I'm, again, really, really excited to be a part of it. Allie's a genius at this kind of stuff. She came up with this all on her own. And she and I would be the judges. We're considering a third, but we're not quite sure yet. This would be a weekly competition, like all the other singing shows on VH. And we'll probably open auditions... it's a little up in the air, but we're thinking around July. We're really hoping that this gets through because we could use the advertising. And I really hope that you let this through. Thanks.
See, now you've joined forces with Oliviana, so you're getting more and more powerful. I don't like this one as much because I think it's too gimmicky. I do agree that ladies tend to dominate the singing shows, but I don't feel like there's enough of a difference in it that it's going to, like... I don't think this will be as interesting as the other two shows you presented. Or the other singing shows that were presented, because it doesn't have a twist like the other ones do. It has the males, but I don't think that's enough of a twist. The thing with males is that there are only about 4 or 5 good male singers on VH. And I guess you could open it to VAA as well, but most of the good male singers at VAA are also at VH. So I think you'd want to hardcore advertise it on YouTube. And in order to do that, I think you need to get a singer that is... I'm sorry, you need to get a judge that, like, is in those circles, unless one of you two are, because, what I did was Sing It, after season 2 of Sing It, I took a long hiatus, and then when I came back, I went on YouTube and, like, typed in, me singing, and then I typed in a song, and then I would watch people sing the songs, and if somebody was really good, I would email them, like, I would, well, I would, like, send them a YouTube message and scout them and be like, look, I'm doing this singing show. I'd really like to have you on it. I think you're super talented. And if you suck up to people enough that way, there's a good chance they will, like, audition. And that's, like, that's how I got every single contestant almost for Sing It, I think 3, 4, and 5. So if you do that show, I think you're really going to want to do that because there's not enough singers that are male at VH and VAA, I don't think, to sustain a healthy competition. It's going to be, like, the first, like, 6, 7 weeks of the show, it's going to be, like, you're going to know who's getting eliminated and who's not, and it's just going to be, like, there's going to be no, like, challenge in it. But if you scout a bunch of really good singers from YouTube and ask them to audition, then it's going to be, like, this hardcore, like, male competition. All the dudes are going to get, like, their tribal, like, competitive urges out. And it's just going to be, like, when you get a bunch of men in a room together and they're fighting for dominance, the only way you can really settle that in a manly way is to sing show tunes. So if you scout a bunch of people from YouTube, which I really suggest you do, the show, I think, would be really good. But again, I'm not sure that the user base on VH can sustain just a male singing competition. I don't know. But again, I'm willing to see. So that brings us to eliminations. Okay, so I had 9 tonight. And first, I would like to save and move on to the next round. Flynn's storytelling idea. I cannot remember the name of the show. I really should have learned that. The storytelling idea, Flynn, from Different Lands. I really like that. I really like to listen to it. So kudos. You are safe with that one, anyway. My second favorite, I think, tonight was Melly's Last Voice Singing. Just the name, the way it was presented is really well thought out. And I think that if you spend a lot of time actually fleshing your show out, it'll be a much better show for that. And that's partially what this show is about. So kudos, Melly. You're moving on. I really like Autumn's show as well, so I'm going to save her. Autumn, your show is moving on to the next round. And then we have Flynn again with But Seriously, Folks. If done right, this could be an amazing show. I really think so, so that one's safe. And then Spaz and Monica with Flesh It Out. That one also will be an amazing show if done right, I think. And I think that it will be done right because I think you are both competent. I think everybody's competent, actually. And also safe Olivia Zana with their Singing Around the World. Again, I don't remember the name of the show. I'm sorry. But you guys are moving on. Bright Disaster also moving on. I like his tournament idea. Then Spaz and Moniker with Bullshit moving on with that show. And Flynn with You've Got Mail. I guess it's Flynn and Oliviana. You guys are moving on as well. Again, I highly suggest you go to YouTube to scout. So I moved everybody on tonight because I only had 9 auditions. And this is a show I really would like to see everybody, especially there's a lot of noob producers, people that haven't produced shows before, and I'd really like to see that happen. And there's teams that I haven't seen together before, so I'd really like to see that happen. So I'm moving all the shows on to the next round. I think that it will be, since I only had 9 auditions, I think that it's a good idea to move everybody forward so we can flesh out the shows more. So for the next round, I want to hear the intro for the first episode of your show. So I'm looking for, like, presence, dynamicness. If you're going to have another judge, I want to hear the other person on the intro with you. I'd like to hear, talk about talk about how you're going to, going to do auditions, how you're excited to listen to auditions. If you want to do a skit or a song parody, that would be good. I do that a lot. A lot of people do that a lot on their shows. Make it interesting. Get me excited about listening to the first episode. This will be, just pretend like you're doing the intro for the first episode of your show and get me excited to hear it. That's what I want from you guys. That will be due on Wednesday at midnight Eastern, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. It's been so long since I've done a show, you guys. I'm like all out of practice. But thank you for listening. Thank you for submitting the shows. I'm excited about every single one of these. I didn't like some as much as I liked the others, but I really like them all overall. So Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for submitting. I look forward to hearing the intros next week. Good night.